From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, some scary moments outside of a high school football game down in the South Bay. There was gunfire outside the stadium and panic inside. Plus, the work being done to clear a backlog of shipping containers in Southern California and what this all means for you. And a dangerous new strain of the coronavirus alarming scientists around the world. The travel restrictions set to start next week. Good morning. It is Saturday, November 27th. I'm Devin Vealey. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Pass.
It's good morning out there to be on the roads because fog is not a big factor for us this Saturday morning. And you know what the temperatures feel like if you've been up early in the morning over the last several days. And chances are, if you're up with us now, you probably have been. It's in the low 40s. That's very much in line with what we were doing for the last, at least yesterday morning and close to the day before that. No fog because the visibility readings are all up around 10 miles an hour. And as we look across the forecast for today on the daytime highs, it's low 70s today. Plenty of sunshine. It's going to be a pretty nice day. That's about 3 or 4 degrees warmer than average for this time of year. I'll see you with more on the rest of the forecast in a few minutes. Devin, back over to you.
All right. Thank you, Darren. We begin with some breaking news this morning. A water main that ruptured overnight in Pleasant Hill is now being fixed. About 90 minutes ago, police had shut down Charlton Drive west of Valley Drive. They have since reopened the road, but are urging drivers to use caution. East Bay Mud is on the scene and making repairs. Two men were hurt after gunfire erupted at a high school parking lot during a football game in the South Bay. It happened last night at Westmont High School on the border between San Jose and Campbell. San Jose police, who have jurisdiction over that campus, are trying to figure out what led up to the shooting. Students took cover as the shots rang out. Now, so far, investigators have not established a motive or identified any suspects. A student described for us the scene as that shooting began.
And then all of a sudden you heard like 5 shots at least, and everyone didn't really know what it was at first. And then us, all the students scattered away and started running. And then that's when everyone realized and the team dropped. I was running to the back of the school, not even knowing where I was going, and it was pitch dark.
The two victims now in the hospital are expected to recover. That shooting happened during a regional championship game between Sarah and St. Francis High Schools. Looking live out at Union Square this morning, San Francisco police were out in full force for Black Friday. They lined the streets and had a singular purpose: to prevent a repeat of the mass robberies that we saw last week.
We have to sustain this type of presence because people feel better when we're here.
I feel very safe and I like it.
Yes, I feel secure. I mean, I got my family here, my wife and my baby.
I love seeing the increased visibility. Really appreciate it.
Some shops had extra security guards at the front door, keeping a close eye on people coming in and out of their stores. The added security concerns didn't stop holiday shoppers. KPIX5's Betty Yu checked in on the crowds last night.
People braved the crowds to take in the holiday sights and do some shopping in Union Square. Police officers were highly visible on every corner in light of last weekend's brazen burglaries and vandalism. At big box retailers outside the city, like this Best Buy in Colma, shoppers were out looking to score good deals. Gwen Therio picked up a MacBook Pro.
So I got $600 off. It's usually $2,800 and it was $2,200. And then I also just got AirPods Pro.
For many shoppers, this was their first time shopping during Black Friday in person since the pandemic began.
I used to go to Black Fridays in like different malls and stuff previous years.
How does it feel to be back out?
I like it.
I got a 65-inch TV. The original price was like $539. And then the sale price was like $499.
You saved $40.
$40.
Worth it to you.
At Target in Colma, there were no lines and no chaos. But this couple said that wasn't the case earlier in the day at Ceremony Mall.
There was way too many people. By the time that we showed up, everything was gone. And it was just a lot of commotion. And
what time did you show up?
I showed up around 12.
It's hard to like even get help from places or
customer service. They were backed up. Parking as well.
Many stores will have holiday hours all weekend long and beyond. Target will close at 10 p.m. In Colma, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
Southern California port workers are still trying to clear a massive backlog of shipping containers. And it's not simply a matter of moving faster. With so many containers already sitting in the yards, there is simply nowhere left to put anything.
How long would it take you in general to unload a ship like this?
Probably 3.5-4 days.
How long is it taking now?
It's taking about 9, sometimes longer.
And that backlog means that a lot of holiday deals are delayed in transit this morning. Shoppers that we spoke with in Walnut Creek told us they were expecting to see better bargains at the brick and mortar stores. But with the supply chain issues affecting what's on the shelf, it was a little hit and miss.
It seems to be that everything's online nowadays. The sales in store are not what they used to be.
I think that's kind of the point of Black Friday. So I wish there were more sales.
You'll find gifts. You may not find the exact one you want.
Now, analysts say that another reason they don't make Black Friday deals like they used to is that more and more retailers are now spreading them out over days and weeks. Holiday shopping this weekend? Well, consider shopping small. It is Small Business Saturday. Every year on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, small business owners are ready for you to shop their stores. Not only do small businesses provide quality shopping opportunities in your own backyard, they keep your community thriving. And it was a huge turnout on Black Friday to support small businesses in San Jose. The line outside the Santa Clara Convention Center looked a lot like the ones you'd see outside of a mall or a big box store. But these shoppers weren't there to score a special deal. They were there to support 300 small businesses taking part in Holiday Mart, a full day before today's official Small Business Saturday. President Biden also plans to shop small today and send out a message encouraging others to do the same. He wrote in part, small businesses are not only the engines of our economic progress, they are the heart and soul of our communities. Meanwhile, another mass robbery at a luxury store in Los Angeles prompted police to issue a citywide tactical alert. Reporter Rick Montanez has more from Beverly Grove.
Police respond to what is likely another high-end heist. On Melrose Place in Beverly Grove, LAPD confirms reports of a robbery at Bottega Veneta, a luxury Italian fashion house. From overhead, we could see what appears to be a store employee wiping their face with a towel. It's the latest in a string of crimes from the Bay Area to SoCal, smash and grabs and flash mob robberies. In Canoga Park Wednesday night, Nordstrom was hit and a security guard was attacked with bear spray. So on this Black Friday, LA police are on high visibility patrols, lights, but no sirens, so people can see officers are there. We also found uniformed officers earlier in the day on foot patrol at Westfield Century City Mall.
We're monitoring the situation with the smash and grab robberies across the country very closely. We have a great relationship with LAPD and local authorities and are working very closely with them to make sure that we're prepared.
Earlier this week, crews boarded up shattered windows outside of the Nordstrom at the Grove. Tuesday night, LAPD believes someone used a sledgehammer to break the window for a group of up to 20 people to get inside the department store. And in Beverly Hills, officers are also on extra patrols, along with contracted private security. Friday night, police also received another robbery report at Kasubi this time, a designer jean store on South La Brea in Hancock Park. Right now, it's not known how much merchandise or money, if any, was taken from here or the shop in Beverly Grove.
That was Rick Montanez reporting. Another smash and grab played out in Los Angeles County, now this time at a Home Depot in the city of Lakewood. Deputies say that a large group of people apparently stole sledgehammers. This morning, we are learning that a Gilroy shooting killed a Sacramento man and left another person wounded. Police say the two victims were riding in a car on Wednesday evening when it was sprayed with bullets near Monterey Street and Leavesley Road. No arrests have been made so far. Fire crews battled this trailer fire that broke out in Morgan Hill. The trailer created a huge fireball along Madrone Parkway last night. Cal Fire says that the driver noticed smoke coming from the trailer and quickly disconnected his truck. And investigators think a wall heater set off a fire that left $100,000 worth of damage to this apartment building in Santa Rosa. Now, no one was home when it broke out in an upstairs unit yesterday afternoon. However, the property owner's son suffered smoke inhalation and minor cuts when he broke a window to rescue a trapped cat. A live look out at SFO in the Oakland airport. The clock is ticking this morning on a new U.S. travel ban fueled by a new COVID variant spreading through South Africa. Flights will be restricted from several countries and it takes effect on Monday. But as our Maria Cid Medina reports from San Jose, it may already be too late to keep it out of the country.
Do you think the president made the right move having these travel restrictions?
Oh, sure. I think I'll nip it in the bud.
Travelers we spoke to didn't seem too rattled about the new variant known as Omicron.
I like to travel, so I'll just have to see.
After nearly a half a year dealing with the highly transmissible Delta variant, they say nothing about COVID is surprising anymore.
So used to it now that, you know, it seems normal now, as they say.
The World Health Organization is labeling Omicron a highly transmissible variant of concern.
It's only a matter of time before we see this variant in the U.S., correct?
Yes, the variant is probably already here in the U.S. There's lots of travel between South Africa and the U.S.
UCSF professor of medicine Dr. Peter Chin Hong says the Omicron variant's concerning features are found on its spike proteins.
There are about 30 mutations in the spike protein and about 10 mutations are on the edge of the spike protein, which allows the virus attached to the body, and that might make it stickier and make it look different enough so that antibodies from the vaccine or from natural immunity don't recognize it.
But health experts say it's still too early to tell whether it can cause severe illness or if the vaccines work against it.
Do you feel concerned at all about traveling with this new variant going around?
No, not yet.
Pfizer and Moderna say they can adjust their vaccines as needed, and Johnson & Johnson is already testing its vaccine effectiveness against the Omicron variant. At Mineta, Maria Cid Medina, KPIX 5.